December 29th, Thomas Becket's martyrdom. On this day in 1170, Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, was murdered in his cathedral by followers of King Henry II of England. It was the culmination of years of legal and verbal conflict between King and Archbishop and the Pope. When finally the exasperated King expressed his frustration, some of his courtiers interpreted this as a wish that Becket be killed. Four knights took it upon themselves to go to Canterbury and confront the Archbishop, who was about to start the service of Vespers in the cathedral. Becket refused to listen to them, and incensed with rage, they grabbed their weapons and brutally slew him in front of the congregation. Under the rich vestments, Becket was wearing a hair shirt. The murderer shocked Christendom. Henry and the knights were forced to do penance. Here is Chaucer's prologue to his famous Canterbury Tales, about the pilgrims who ever after Becket's death went on pilgrimage to the Cathedral of Canterbury, which was now a sacred shrine. When that April, with his showers sweet with fruit, the drought of March has pierced unto the root, and bathed each vein with liquor that has power to generate therein and sire the flower, and many little birds make melody that sleep all the night with open eye. So nature pricks them on to ramp and rage. Then do folk long to go on pilgrimage, and palmers to go seeking out strange strands, to distant shrines well known in sundry lands, and specially from every shire's end of England they to Canterbury wend, the holy blessed martyr there to seek, who helped them when they lay so ill and weak. Today I reflect on arrogance and the need for true humility.